Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, those things we didn't get to during the show today, including some train to the wreck
that
you guys didn't see.
We got here by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah, because if you listen to the other podcast, which is the show, then you didn't get to hear it. We had Gavin was out, and Gavin usually works on things behind the scenes that I don't have to mess with, and with the computers, and when they go nuts, they go nuts. And so we had gone through the first hour or 2 hours of the show, everything's fine, and then everything went crazy and broke, and that we were off the air, and bosses are in here, and everyone's calling everybody trying to figure out what's going on.
Do you think that Gavin secretly does this?
Yes.
On his way, he went to Louisiana.
Yeah.
I think he's already there. But let's say, like, he has a button on his computer and he just pushes it, and he does this so that we realize how much we need him.
We miss him. Yeah, exactly. Because I needed him. Like, I was trying to fix a problem and still, like, cut phone calls and move things around. It was just lunacy. Betty was in the corner just crying. She's like, I don't know what to do. This is so bad. It just, yeah. But I have to say, we had the whole sticker chart conversation on Aftercast yesterday,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, somebody better be getting a sticker out of this today. I didn't punch anything, like, mechanical-wise.
Do you see how low the bar is set?
But it's a bar.
He didn't punch anything,
yeah, but
so
it's
he
a bar.
Gets a sticker.
We got to build up.
Some point, there needs to be a build-up.
Yeah, but for right now, this is where we're at. And so there better be a sticker on my sticker chart today. I didn't yell too much. Like, I didn't yell for long. I mean, I was like, this is frustrating me. But, like, I didn't rant.
Fine.
Thank you.
Fine.
And I regrouped and then got past
but
it.
But Gavin's
and
not
the
getting a sticker because he didn't come in.
He hosed us again. I don't know what
Loser.
It is. It's the weirdest thing. If you're out, because Betty Rock has her own system of jobs, too. Maybe you're the one. You tried to throw Gavin under the bus. Maybe you're the one when you're gone, mm-hmm. you sabotage it, too. Because mm-hmm. whatever it is, when one of us is gone, something goes wrong in that person's world that then train wrecks all of
yep.
us. So Gavin is down with his family. He'll be back. Monday, we're going to be off because it's a holiday, and so we're not working. And then Tuesday, up in the air. We have some crazy weather supposedly coming in on Monday, but
yes.
it's always 50-50 if they're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you never really know. The problem is that the temperature is going to get down way below freezing. And so that's what worries me, is it's not so much the snow, it's the ice that scares me because mm-hmm. Last year or 2 years ago, I still came in and then an ice storm came through. We left early and I couldn't even make it home.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, never again.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sacrificing my life. I'm not going to die
right.
for this company and for this show.
Right. Or for the Lord. Not going to die for the Lord.
The Lord has nothing to do with
it. He does. Does he not have nothing to do with what we do every day?
If I show up at the pearly gates and he goes, trying to make it into work, I'm like, yeah. Be like,
sucker.
No, you are the perfect example of those memes where it's like it shows somebody walking in flood water.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't make it in, boss, but... I mean, you are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you are that person.
Because I always try to get in. Very rarely do I not make it in. But like, so then they'll put me in a hotel around the corner so that worst case scenario, I could walk in, to get to work and stuff. But this is how I was raised in doing this job.
Just how I was raised.
Well,
it was
no, in doing this
wired,
job.
You know,
yeah.
like, it's just better than you. So.
No. You didn't let me finish. You typically did your Betty thing where you just jump the gun and you overreact.
yes, you're right.
No, but what I was going to say before I was
rudely
interrupted was I'm starting to see more of your point. On things, because like you were talking to this lady that works here, but you're right. Like, say you're trying to come in and you end up putting your car in a ditch and it breaks your axle and stuff like that. The company doesn't do anything about that. You're gonna have to deal with your insurance
yes.
and all the headaches, all
yes.
because you were trying to get in when you could
and
have
what are you trying
put
to
a
prove?
Best of show in
exactly.
and been fine.
To me, it's
right.
It's a dumb argument.
Well. And the other part of it is, too, if I'm the only one that gets in, because I've done that before, where you guys, you had a horrific hill. You couldn't get mm-hmm. in or out of your place. I used to live in that apartment
yeah,
complex.
It was rough.
So I know it. I understand it. And so I get that. And Gavin, he's just scared of everything. And so,
but like, he lives the furthest away.
He's the furthest away, and he has much more treacherous driving
yes.
to get here. And so I've come in by myself, and the show is not as good without... you guys here.
And do you get anyone coming into the studio being like, Yeah, man, you showed them how it was done.
Yeah, like Pastor Chad. Man. Yeah, he's here with me usually, and so other guys are here.
Fine, gloat, do whatever you want to prove that you're a man.
I just
do whatever you got to do because I ain't doing it.
But to your point though, running a best of with the three of us here is better than running the show with just me doing a scaled down show because we're on a network. Because this is the difference. On the network, we go across all these other cities that they don't care about the weather. Like they're in Florida.
Right.
Means nothing to them.
Yeah, they have no idea.
And so they're just getting a secondary show. Mm-hmm. When you do a local station and you're one station in a market, you're all sharing a common experience. Mm-hmm. And so you coming in and working on that day when other people are having to do that,
makes sense.
Speaking directly to those people. Yep. It's camaraderie, you know, and so it makes more sense. You're keeping people updated because you're doing, you know, you're sharing what's going on. So it makes far more sense to do that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm starting to lean more towards you, like your idea of always just taking days off.
Yeah, because I'm always looking for that opportunity. I think we understand that. Yeah. That reminds me, let me read this because this is worth it and you'll get a good kick out of it. It's going to take me long.
You're fine. I could do a magic trick on the...
No, please don't.
All right, well, okay, I got a good one.
Let me go to archive.
Okay, wow. We're going deep on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a meme?
Yes, and it's hilarious.
You are a meme girl for sure.
Oh wait, I didn't read you this one. This is not the one I was thinking of, but it said you watch any Dateline and you learn real quick there's nothing more dangerous than quote lighting up a room. It's on every episode. That's why I don't light up anything.
Oh.
I make places worse when I get there.
And she just walked into any room and lit it up. Yeah, and that's always the person that goes missing.
that's not the one I was talking about.
That's
though.
Funny.
Is it this one? No, that's not it. It was something about like a McDonald's machine.
Oh, I would wholeheartedly support that.
He came in earlier and he said, it smells like McDonald's in here. Why
something,
does it smell like McDonald's?
Something in the office smelled like McDonald's.
Like
I don't
now
know.
He's just making it up.
I have no idea, but yeah, I'm hungry.
He's going through withdrawals.
Yesterday, we talked about this on the show. I don't think we talked about it in the aftercast, but yesterday Gavin broke down and went and bought some fries, and he gave some to Betty, and Betty took a handful of fries, and I go, can I just smell them? And she put them in front of me, and I literally, without thinking and just reaction, just lunged forward and ate a whole bunch of them out of her hand. And so she's laughing, I'm laughing, and then my wife happened to be here that day, and my wife is doing the diet with me as well, and she's like, well, you could have shared, babe. Like, I'm like, really? You want to baby bird this thing? Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
But that's how hungry I am right now.
Yeah, and I am too. I think I'm going to stop at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I'm not because I got all the way to Friday. Tomorrow is my free day, my cheat day.
Yes.
And I got here and I got here well, and I've actually lost some weight. I can feel it in my tummy. And so
he's
like,
starving and he's miserable. That's how he knows.
We didn't go to McDonald's yesterday because we talked about that because it smelled so good.
Mm.
We didn't eat at Sam's and get a hot dog because the hot dog's 500 calories. So I didn't do that. I went home and I had a half a ham sandwich. And so I'm like, okay, I felt accomplished. And I tried to tell my wife this yesterday. We were talking about this because we talked to some other people that started taking that a Wingay or whatever, like kind of like
Ozempic?
The Ozempic. Well, no, it's the other version of it.
Oh.
But I'm like, don't you feel better now, like that you beat like a really serious craving, you didn't give in versus just, you know, I say cheating, but for some people, I think it's cheating. For other people, it's not. But like taking the shot and like you accomplished that. You didn't give in. Like that's a good thing. And that makes not giving in next time, especially when you see things start to give you results. Because I don't think I should take the shot. Because for me, I don't have any other issues going on that are precluding me from losing weight other than diet and exercise that I just, other than my own willpower.
What if your kidney stones are because of your weight?
Oh, then that would be great. If I lost more weight, yeah. But yeah, to take Ozempic and lose it faster, oh, that'd be great. Look, I'm not saying, I don't care who takes it. I have no judgment on this, zero judgment. You want to take it? Great. Knock yourself out. I'll be a little jealous. I'm not going to lie. but for me, I'm like, okay, I don't want to take that, you know? I want to see if I can get through it. Because the reality is once you stop taking it, your weight is going to come on. If you don't make lifestyle changes, it's going to come back. And they say it comes back even worse.
Right.
So that's a risk there, I'll tell you that. That's the drug companies know that. That's why they designed it
that
way.
It's like chapstick. It makes your lips more chapped, they say. Like it takes out the oils in your lip.
Really?
So you need it more.
I never knew that.
That's what I've heard, but I don't know if there's any truth to it. Let me read this meme.
Yes.
The meme says, my goal is to be more like a McFlurry machine, accepted for being dysfunctional and celebrated when doing the bare minimum.
Yes, exactly.
That is my goal.
That, well, I have to tell you, you are hitting your goal.
Yay!
Yeah, you are crushing it. This was a weird story, and it just proves the power of the pen. There was a couple who published a newsletter about eBay, and I guess there were unflattering stories that they had in there, and it caused some eBay employees to lose their ever-loving minds and get hyper-focused on these things. I don't know what they wrote. I don't know if it was defamatory or what, but these people at eBay went nuts to the tune of it cost them $3 million in a criminal penalty for a campaign of harassment and intimidation undertaken by company executives against this couple. So you have a group of executives that are so mad about this couple that is doing this newsletter about eBay, mm-hmm. that they resorted to home deliveries of bloody pig masks, live insects like roaches, a funeral wreath. Like, I have to believe, I could see these guys, like the executives, in either a boardroom or a locker room going, how funny would it be? We'll get them good, you know, and them going, yeah, and high-fiving each other. Yeah, bro.
Wow.
And, like, they literally did this to these people versus just ignoring it. Like, when you give it credibility and credence, it grows.
Why would you put yourself in a situation where you could be fined for something for a company that could care less about you?
Because they all lost their minds, and then trust me, I understand. like that's why I'm saying, like, I get like how something can balloon on you, and pretty soon you lose sight of what you're even doing, and you're just trying to like one up things. They literally traveled to Massachusetts where this couple lives to surveil them, and they installed GPS trackers on their car.
Dang.
Like, that is next level crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So they were terminated. eBay's like, hey, we're sorry. We didn't want to do this. But some of them have done jail time for this, and they should, honestly. Today's settlement holds eBay criminally and financially responsible for emotionally and psychologically and physically terrorizing the publishers of this thing, and we have no... that was not our intention, blah, blah, blah. Just a standard, we feel bad, we did everything to make it right, we're sorry kind of thing. But, man, that's crazy that they got $3 million for that out of eBay.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah. What do you got, Lady Rock?
So I found out about this couple that they're boyfriend and girlfriend. They're 31 and 27. And the girl, the 27-year-old, she has alopecia, which means she doesn't have any hair.
Oh, wow. They say Jada Pinkett Smith has that, too. Remember, mm-hmm. because Chris Rock made the joke about G.I. Jane, and then he got slapped by Will Smith.
Keep my wife's name
out your mouth.
So she has alopecia, and her boyfriend volunteered it. He's the one that thought of the idea. He was like, you know what? What if I grew out my hair for you, uh-huh. and we made a wig out of it?
I love it. What a great idea.
What a great idea. He asked her, how long would you want your hair? And she was like, I love long hair, so the longer the better. He grew it out for 4 years, and it got to over 2 feet long.
Good for him.
Yeah. And he started growing his hair out only 6 months into them dating.
Oh, he's like, okay, this
he's
is
really
how
into it.
I'm into you, and I want to make sure you never leave me, because every time you put this wig on, you will think of me for the rest of your life.
You're wearing my hair.
Yeah, that's really smart.
So he started growing his hair out. She was just, she thought that was just the sweetest thing. He looks at online tutorials to figure out how he can best keep his hair from
healthy.
Being damaged.
Yeah.
Yes. He would wear a silk bonnet to bed. Ooh. To prevent breakage.
Okay, this is a little much.
Going above and beyond.
Yeah.
So anyways, after 4 years, they decide, okay, it's gotten long enough. And so they cut it. And they made a wig out of it. There's a picture of her with it on. And she said, quote, I felt loved and so much love for him.
Sure.
It makes me feel very comforted and safe to know I have someone in my life who is willing to go this extra mile and go above and beyond. Now, he says, quote, There's no way she can break up with me now.
Yep, there it is. See, very different approaches to that situation. You showed me, Betty Rock showed me the picture of this lovely couple, and we both had the same reaction.
She look based solely on the pictures, 100%. Which is very shallow. Based on her picture, I would give her out of 10, I would say she's an 8.
Yeah, I think that's fair. No, take the nose ring out and maybe lose a couple tattoos, maybe even an 8.5.
Yeah, she's very pretty. He looks like he runs a VHS video store rental service in the back of his van.
Yes, or a comic book store.
Yes. I would give him...
Yeah, what did you put him at? Honestly. It's sub 5, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
A 2.
Oh, a 2. I thought you might even be nice and go 3.
That is me being kind.
Wow.
Bless him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So the fact that he did this for her is great.
Yeah.
But he definitely has outkicked his coverage. And so you definitely, at that point, you're like,
but
absolutely, I will grow hair for you.
You had long hair back in your younger days.
Yeah.
And let's say you had chopped it off and your girlfriend, you were going to give it to her to wear as a wig.
Yeah.
Would you expect her never to break up with you
Absolutely.
Again? And if she did break up with you, what would she have to do to make it up to you?
Oh, no, there's no breaking up. Like, this is,
if I can't have you, no one will. That's what psychos say.
This isn't an on Dateline.
don't light up a room, folks.
Yeah, exactly. No, there would be an expectation of, like, but see, you can't give gifts with strings attached,
mm-mm.
but that gift definitely has strings attached, man.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have any birthdays for us?
I do. I have a couple because... I don't remember if we said this or not. We will not be here Monday.
Yes.
Monday is a holiday for the company, and so none of us will be here. And then Monday, we're supposed to get about 3 inches of snow and ice.
And they just don't. In Tennessee, they do not handle it well. It's so bad.
And they put brine on the roads, which I've been told they don't do that in the north.
Oh, really?
That in the north, they do something different.
Oh.
Or maybe we put salt on the roads.
Yeah.
Okay, salt can just...
Sure.
melt away where they put brine and I think it's like sand and all kinds of stuff, but we don't have
they know how to
that.
Do it up
so
north
we just do salt.
They want their kids in school so that they can become
they'll
something
go when
someday.
There's like 3 feet of snow, they're like
in Tennessee it's like I saw a flag and it was kind of quivering a little bit. So it seems like there's some wind. We're gonna shut her down today.
Yeah, my knee is hurting, and usually that means there's ice.
You know what? Let's just shut her down. Let's just shut
her
down.
Just to be safe.
Look, these kids aren't gonna amount to anything anyway. let's just call it.
So that's why we have a few extra birthdays that we're celebrating. Jensen Lee.
Wants
to give a shout out to the family. Said I want to give a shout out for my amazing family. I've been through a rough few years, and they're always there to help support me and love me. The Lee family is awesome.
Oh, that's cool. I have an email sitting on my desktop from Jensen that I haven't read yet.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so I got to get to that today.
Happy, cool family, Jensen. Patrick wants to wish his wife, Kathy, a happy birthday. Said she's a school secretary, and she knows everyone. Question, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket?
Yes, lots.
How many? Average.
I used to get more when I was younger. I haven't gotten one in a while, knock on wood. I think some of the worst ones I got were one time I had my daughter and then her friend in the car, like, and they were young, and I felt bad getting a speeding ticket with someone else's kid in the car, but it wasn't like I was flying. I literally went to a place where it was 45, mm-hmm. and I was doing 50, so I was 5 over, and then it shifted to 35, and I had no idea.
Aww.
And I was literally right at that line, and the cop was like, you know, back there at the Burger King, I'm like, the one like 5 feet from here? And he's like, yeah, switch to 35. They're like, oh, gee, okay. And so that one I got.
Remember that time you were going out to get pizza because you didn't want to pay the extra to get it delivered? And then you got pulled over for a ticket and you had to pay for that instead?
Yep, and I got the ticket. I thought I was going to get away.
Those are great memories.
Oh, I thought I was going to get a warning on that one. And even I heard a car like peeling out like... And you know that person was flying. And I just looked at the cop. I'm like, you want to go get that? He's like, no, we'll just finish up here. I'm like, I think I'd go get that if I were you.
Oh, my gosh. I've gotten one speeding ticket.
You did?
I've been stopped twice for speeding. The other was a warning.
Oh, you've only been stopped twice?
Yes, praise the Lamb.
Have you been in one accident? Were you in an accident when you were younger?
Yeah. I've been in two accidents. Two accidents?
Yeah.
Two.
I could see that.
They weren't my fault.
Oh, really? I can't see that.
Anyway, moving on. Jonathan, he's celebrating his birthday tomorrow. Happy 20th birthday, Jonathan. Nice. Happy early 20th birthday. And then Rain wants to wish Dad Alan a happy early birthday, celebrating on the 15th. Said he's a hard-working fourth-degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Nice.
And he can fix anything. Like I'd like to request the birthday song.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. Would you wish a birthday so we can party too? Hey! There you go.
Would you rather go barefoot for a year or go without your phone for a year?
Oh, barefoot. 100%.
Without even thinking.
Without even thinking.
He can't even be in another room without his phone. He's got a problem.
I thought I left it in my car today. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go outside. It's cold, but I got to go outside and get my phone. Fortunately, it was just under something on my desk. So I'm like, but I wasn't right until I got it back.
I would go barefoot as well because I don't really mind. I mean, I just wouldn't walk.
When you get home, do you take your shoes off?
Yeah.
Do you take your socks off?
No.
Okay, yeah.
I keep socks on because I get cold easy.
Sure. I get home and I...
Because you're a psycho. I think we've decided this.
I leave my shoes on.
You leave your shoes
till I go to bed. The other day, I came home and it was cold outside. I stayed in my coat in my house all the way till we went to...
Why?
I don't know. My wife kept going, why don't you take your coat off? I'm like, well, I'm actually kind of comfortable right now. You keep it really cold in here. I actually feel good. So I come home. I spend all afternoon in my house. And then it's like, oh, time to go to a small group. And I go to get my coat. I'm like, oh, I'm still wearing it.
What do y'all set the thermostat to?
Like 71, like something like that it's set
to. Oh, wow. Mine's set at 67.
Yeah. Again, it's still, my house is cold for some reason. Huh. My house stays really cold, and I don't know why.
Interesting. So, maybe it's your cold heart.
Oh, that's 100% it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't
Let me ask you a question. When you wake up in the morning and you go to the bathroom, get ready or whatever, are your shoes sitting there right by the bed for you to put on so you can go to the bathroom?
No, my shoes sit by the tub because I sit on the tub, the edge of the tub, to get ready.
But is that the first thing you do? And then you brush your
teeth? First thing I do is I walk in, I turn on the water. We've talked about this.
Oh, because you need to have warm
water. I don't want my hands to hit cold water. So I turn on the water, then I sit on the tub, and the first thing I do is put on my socks. Because I want my socks to keep my feet warm on the tile.
But you don't put on your shoes?
No.
But you have to have your shoes on all the time. Well, said you take them off.
Well, I put on my socks, but then I have to put pants on, which I'm pretty sure you're happy about. So I put on my pants. Good thing I don't get this out of order and just show up one day.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me. I really did. I almost walked out of the house this morning with my shark shoes on. I have these shark like flip-flops.
Oh yeah.
And they have little fins and little eyeballs and everything. And I was just about to walk out and I was like, wait a minute.
Probably should put these, change these. That would have been funny. Then I put my shoes on and then I stand up to brush my teeth. But yeah, so my shoes go on in the morning, like right away.
That is so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you thinking you need to prepare for something that's coming your way? Like you want to be ready to run?
No, I don't know. I'm just wired that way. I do notice when I don't wear shoes though, it's the strangest thing. I roll my foot. I stand on the outside of my foot. Like on the outside edge of my right foot, the inside where my arch is up in the air. I stand on the side of it for some reason when I don't have shoes on, and I have no idea why. I guess I've done it my whole life, and so when I put my shoes on, it puts my foot back flat on the ground because it starts to bother my knee. So, and I have no idea why I do it.
Psycho.
Or that's just the way my legs work, I guess. I don't know.
Or you're a psycho.
There is that. All right, with that... We can plan. All right, Gavin is coming back. He's trying to race home and beat the weather on Sunday because, again, it's supposed to be bad here Monday. Lady Rock, weekend plans.
Tonight I am going to a friend's house, making dinner, going to hang out. It'll be fun.
I am so glad you're getting to do this because yesterday she had to take – the plumber came and she was supposed to go last night to her friend's and they moved it because the plumber had to – plumb something he could not even believe he was having to plumb
in
her house.
No,
you didn't let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
The plumb, like a root ball, got to.
That's what he called it, root ball.
Yeah, and he couldn't even believe it.
So, how he explained it to me was that it's roots from the local plants that they grow towards the water. And so I guess a big ball of them
in the drain field or something
clogged it all up.
Yeah, that's what we're going with.
That's what he told me, Wally.
He was being nice to you because he's like, oh, she's a cute young lady. You know, we had a root ball that just plugged things up. What is that? Well, it's a ball of root. Sounds like
you're
poop,
a jerk.
But
anyway, so I couldn't do the plans that I had last night.
I'm glad
you
guys moved.
Thankfully, we were able to move it to tonight. So I'm doing that tonight. Then tomorrow, my parents are driving down here to me, and we're going to go out to eat.
Oh, where are you going?
That Chop House place.
Oh, you like that Orlando Chop House? I think something like that. Or not Orlando.
Yeah, Orlando.
It's not Orlando.
No. And then Sunday is church, and then Monday I'm planning to do nothing because it is going to be a high of 27, I think.
Right.
And that's just too cold for me.
Okay. Let me see. Today will be focused on not undoing my diet for Friday so that I can weigh in
that
for
will
Saturday.
Take every bit of energy he has.
That's all I'm going to spend time thinking about today. So
it's about cheat day tomorrow. What are you going to cheat with?
Everything. Tomorrow is going to be a bad day.
You can't do that.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a bad day.
No, you're not.
I've already called Oprah because she does Weight Watchers too, and I've told her, look, it's going to be bad.
I want all the garlic bread. Oh. I want all the pasta.
Yeah.
I want McDonald's, and then I want Longhorn.
I want a McDonald's Coke. I'll get a coffee in the morning. It's going to be glorious. And then Sunday I'll be sad because I'll be back on it. Monday I'll be sad and cold. Yeah, so no, it's like that's the thing, like Fridays, because we get off earlier and then I have all day. And then, like, my wife and I like to do things Friday night, like we would go out or something like that to dinner or whatever. And so that's harder. And so we're going to cook something tonight in and probably do a Lego thing that we like or play canast or something. I don't know. So we're just hanging out inside. But then tomorrow, I'm going out to dinner with some friends and then doing a bougie putt-putt in Nashville. My friend of mine, Eric, was like, hey, we should go do this. I'm like, all right, let's go. And so what's funny about this, though, is Eric is like, hey, do you guys want to go? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds fun. I'm like, let the girls figure it out. So I just threw it off to Marty and Eric's wife, Rachel. Mm-hmm. Well, she calls Marty. I was sitting at the house, and she's like, for some reason, Eric gave me this to do. He's the planner. I don't know why. I'm like, I'm sorry, that's me.
Because
Marty's the planner.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm like, and Marty's like, well, why didn't Eric just call me? And she's like, oh, no, he didn't want to do that. And I'm like, he can do that. It's totally fine. Like, that's how Greg and Marty plan our vacations. is Molly and I just show up like, this is great. And they've figured everything out, you know. And so I'm like, because I didn't want to deal with plans. Marty knows my off time schedule far better than I do and thinks of everything I don't think
of. You need a babysitter constantly.
I really do. So it's her at home, you at work. Everybody's got me covered. It's great. All right. Well, that's going to do it for our aftercast for today. And again, no Monday aftercast and maybe Tuesday. We just don't know. Tuesday, it's a game
time
decision.
Play it by ear. Could be Wally by himself.
That could be. Yeah, I'll be here.
And please, if it is, be sure to call into the show and tell him how manly and how impressed you are that he put his life on the line.
That you appreciate it.
Yeah. For this show.
Yeah. I mean, I could wreck my car and I would still come in here. I would get here. Well, think about this. Remember Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers?
Yeah.
The last ice storm we had?
Yeah.
Flipped his truck. Flipped it on the side of the road. I saw this truck. I'm like, oh man, that is bad. He walks away from it. Someone stops him. They drive him to the airport, not the hospital, and he goes and plays the weekend of shows.
Yeah,
then comes back.
That makes sense.
Why does that make sense?
Because you can't put in a best of concert. Like, he's already got the money. There's a plane that's waiting on him. Like, all that makes complete sense.
I guess.
But this situation, you can just plug in a best of show. What's the...
I know.
But it hurts
my pride.
Your pride.
Yeah, that's it. It's all pride. All right. Well, that's going to do it for your aftercast. Thanks for being a potty.